4DTY.
Daniel, N4, is that LK?
What's on today?
Well, I hope you are, and I just thought I'd say hello to you 2 days in a row. How about that?
That's the record right there. Are you about to jump out of your truck?
Minutes. I'll be here for just a few minutes.
Really?
I'm 123, just left Easley, headed towards 25.
Well, cool. How's your day going so far? Do you actually have air conditioning in your truck?
Not in the trailer, but in the cab I do. It's actually a DOT law now for tractor trailers to have air conditioning. I mean, I think it's been a law for a long time, but that's probably the only reason I have it is because it's the law.
I figured you did, but I know the box trucks don't, just from all the memes I see Brad put up all the time.
Some guys are wimps.
Well, I would have air conditioning unit hanging out the side of the truck if I had to.
The years, it's really not practical. Now, if they could find a way of cooling the back of the truck a little bit more, and they've tried different configurations with vents and little, they've got some now, little turbine fans that sit on top of the roof that move as you go down the road, but I'm not sure how much they do.
Helping him unload one day, he had a bunch of boxes for me, and I tell you what, it was like a firebox inside the back.
With the newer vehicles, man, when I started in 1991, there were some old heavy steel trucks, and they were hot, and the engine, the heat coming off the engines, they weren't insulated well. You could burn your leg just driving down the road if you weren't careful.
You totally believe that and see that happening. Me and my dad, we were building this house one time. I was a teenager. But we were going to have to actually stay in our van because they didn't have any place for us on site. And so it was going to be easier to maintain the property and everything with the house we were building. And so it was the summer, and I remember him saying, "We're putting this air conditioning unit in the back of that window right there." And I was like, "Are you crazy?" So he did. We put a window unit in the back of that van in the window when we got to our location. That was one of the first things he connected.
You're a smart man.
But it's, of course, we look redneck as all get out. But it kept us cool during our breaks in the summer when we were building that house. So I tell you what, that definitely made it worth it.
Going down the road with window units in there like that, and a bumper hitch with a little generator, a gas generator on the back of it, powering the air conditioner unit.
I don't want that.
Okay, mobile.
I'm away. But he had that air conditioning unit hanging out of the back with some 2x4s as support. I don't know how he was running it or if he actually was, but it reminded me of my dad. When we were driving down the road, it wasn't, you know, in the window. It was just when we parked while we were building at that time. It was pretty rich. It was hilarious.
I'm in a hole now, too. I'm coming up out of it, though. How's my signal? The main one that I remember seeing, there was so much duct tape around that window unit and on the van itself, they probably could not take it in and out, or in and out, without wasting a couple of rolls of duct tape.
Because this is back in the late 90s, or mid-90s, I guess. But we had some specialty folks. motorhome, and so he packed that thing around it. He actually, I mean, he still like a plywood insert, so it fit perfect inside that back window of that blind. That's the edge with both, and then it's just right into that hole. Let's cut it out with the sand. Put that unit in perfect.
I think I got the gist of what you were saying, but you were too far out of the repeater for me to copy much of what you said, so I'm not sure where you are.
Oh, where I'm at. Can you hear me now?
You're still pretty noisy. Are you over there behind the shadow near Furman?
No, I'm not near Furman. I'm in the shadow of Paris Mountain over here on where it turns in Edwards Road, Howe Road.
Not much better, that last transmission. It was very readable.
Now, but... So, my dad, I cut that plywood perfect for the air conditioning unit, and he had it sandwiched in, and we used foam. This was back in the mid to late 90s when he did that. But yeah, we didn't have any duct tape. Well, I actually take it back. He did put a piece of duct tape at the top just to kind of shed water in case it rained.
The glass that was in there, did he pop it out, you know, to where it could be inserted again, or did he break it?
It out. He got it so that we could put it back in after we were done. It was a temporary job. We were building this house for this guy who was rebuilding an engine for us. The engine was going to cost like, I think, $14,000 to rebuild. And so my dad swapped services with him. Of course, they had to pay me. You know, that's a whole different story, but yeah, we just did it for that summer, trying to take care of it. My dad was a carpenter, and he had built houses and did fine furniture type stuff.
Did he pass any of his knowledge on to you?
Well, mixed feelings there. Yeah, I build stuff too every now and then, build tables, furniture. I've built houses with him and other people and done stuff like that. I have to say, I don't enjoy building houses, so that's not my forte. So when I was old enough to get out of it, I got out of it. But then I found after I got married and had kids and got a house, I ended up having to do all that stuff that I never liked doing on the house.
At least you had a little knowledge on it. I used to work on a framing crew, and I really enjoyed framing. Carpenter or trim work was okay. Siding, we did a lot of that. Wasn't what I liked the best, but that was pretty easy. But you can have most of the other stuff. But the framing was, to me, was the best part.
With the framing, I mean, it's not like trim work where each cut has to matter. I mean, if you're off just a little bit with framing, it's not as big of a deal breaker where people won't see it. But yeah, I think the final blow for me was I almost fell off the roof of a house, and I just was like, you know what, I'm just kind of done with this. I was sliding down the roof. It was a really high-pitched roof, but it was just off enough where we couldn't use jacks, and I was done. And then when I had to pull the nail out of a guy's foot, who nailed his foot to the frame, I was like, okay, I think I'm good.
Okay, yeah, I took a couple falls too, and a couple that could have been bad if I'd have completed them. So I know after something like that, we quit for the day. I'd have to go home and rest for a little while. And there were days when I would come in and say, I can't get up on the roof today. Normally it didn't bother me, but some days I just said, I need to stay on the ground. I'm not feeling it.
I completely hear you there. That is funny, but hey, I'm about to go to another dead spot, KI4DTY. I'll be right back.
that okay?
KI4DTY, you still there, Shane?
Okay, I am. I was making a turn, but I'm also where I'm going, so I'll go ahead and clear with you. Good to hear you, and if I don't talk to you tomorrow, have a great weekend. And 4ZLK.
Thanks for the CISO. I hope you have a safe and cool day, but 7-3s, it's great talking to you again, Shane. KI4DTY, I'll be on the side.
And 4ZLK.